Joanna Schroeder reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and today I am with John Christensen with Christensen and Associates. John, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Joanna. It's good to talk with you today.
Well, thanks for joining us. Welcome back. You know, every year I hit you up to help make some predictions on the industry, and I have to say, John, that after talking to you for a couple years, your trends and predictions have been right on. So let's just jump right to it. You know, a few years ago, we talked about a major trend in the industry being corn oil. And I know at the time, very few plants had it. And today, I think you said 70% of plants are now using corn oil. So what are some of those other trends that you're seeing in the ethanol industry that obviously relate to operational success and financial success?
Well, yes, and I think that the one thing, you know, the issue you brought up with the corn oil extraction, spinning corn oil off the back end of the plants has had a big impact on the industry. And it's probably over 75% of the plants that are now currently spinning corn oil, and there's really not a reason not to unless you have some logistical reason from a plant perspective or you have some unique issues with these co-products that don't allow you to take the corn oil out. But as we look forward into the, as far as where we are, the trends that have taken place, we all know that 2012 was a very difficult year for the ethanol industry, very tight margins, and with the high feedstock costs, the corn, you know, especially, was very, very expensive, and so it really squeezed margins for the year. It kind of left everybody, you know, as we looked in the benchmarking report, showed us that we were the average, industry average was just around, hovering right around that break-even area, and the laggards were losing money. The leader plants were making money, some money in 2012. But then the first two quarters of 2013, we're seeing a real nice trend upward where we're getting back up to the areas where we have some grind margin, positive grind margin that's been improving. And this, of course, is due to, you know, ethanol netback prices staying relatively strong in 2013 for the first two quarters and our feedstock costs dropping off and getting having a better allowing us to have better margins. So and that I think we're looking at that going forward in 2014 as well as into the 2014 seeing better margins, grind margins, which will help the industry as a whole. A couple of things we saw is that we actually saw plant ethanol yields drop a little bit, and the yields of the plant, and that's the conversion of how much ethanol we're getting out of a bushel of corn. But with the drought and the corn that we were using for the drought year, we actually were not, because of the poor quality corn due to the drought, we were not able to get the ethanol, squeeze as much ethanol out of that corn as we had in the past. I think we're going to see in 2014, or once we hit new crop corn here, the quality is going to be better. It's a much better crop. It's a larger crop. So pricing will be better, but also quality is going to be better. And we're going to see those yields come back up. As far as ethanol, they're going to increase further and probably get us back on the trend of continuing to increase ethanol yield each year as we go forward. The other trend I think we're seeing is that the sophistication of the industry has continued to improve on their grind margin management. The risk management associated with the plants is considerably improved. We work with a number of ethanol plants on their risk management policies and the risk management plans to see that they're adhering to their plan, helping them draft their plan or review and tweak their risk management plan and policy. And so that's something that's been very effective, because in 2008, that's really what hit the industry when we had the financial crisis as well as the commodity crisis. That's really what took the industry to its knees, was a lot of the risk management that was taking place. So enhanced risk management, enhanced production efficiencies going forward are going to allow plants to squeeze out as much profitability as possible. Environmentally, we're seeing plants making significant improvements as well. Zero liquid discharge, as far as no water discharge from the plant, is becoming more common, is becoming more prevalent, reducing the amount of water usage for their process. That continues to decrease the gallons of water used to produce a gallon of ethanol. And so the management and boards putting an emphasis on the environmental issues associated with their plants to make sure that they are good neighbors, that they are environmentally efficient in their water usage as well as their energy usage. We're seeing the energy usage continue to improve, even though the energy costs have become a smaller amount of the total grind expenses that a plant has because the feedstock cost has been so high. That's actually going to come back around a little bit now because our feedstock costs are coming down, so energy will be a little bit bigger percentage of the total grind expenses. But the energy efficiencies plants are continuing to improve and look for ways to, improve that efficiency on their BTUs, the natural gas that are being used, as well as the kilowatts for electricity, changing how their processes and procedures work, the equipment that they're using. And so we're going to see efficiency gains there as well.
John, curious, when you're talking about some of these environmental improvements these plants are making and these improvements, obviously, on energy, but from an environmental perspective, you talk about using less water. Many people might think, oh, that's great, but is there not a positive financial impact for an ethanol plant to, in fact, reduce water as well as, obviously, reduced energy cost?
Yes, and when we look at the environmental impacts that are taking place, we look at them and there's a twofold benefit to the plant. Plants are doing things that make good economic sense. You know, reducing your water usage is just makes good economic sense, but it's also an environmental benefit that the industry has been, people talk about. And these plants have become so much more efficient now in how they're using their water, as well as their BTU usage and their kilowatt usage. That's really providing, significant benefits. But plants do it because it's sound business to do so. And there's economic reasons to do so, but there's also environmental reasons to make sure it gets done.